Chapter 26. Beware of Angry Dog. One day, Robert goes to visit his acquaintance. He has a big dog at home. The dog is usually tied to a chain near its doghouse. The notice on the gate, "Beware of Angry Dog," is completely true. Knowing the dog's temper, Robert stops far away from the gate and dials the acquaintance's phone number. He wants his acquaintance to go out and hold his dog. Then Robert can quickly go into the house. The dog nevertheless hears Robert and runs from the doghouse to bark. Even though Robert is separated from the dog by a fence, he feels a chill inside. The huge dog is tied only to a thin rope, almost a thread. But the dog behaves strangely this time. It runs to Robert but looks back at the rope all the time. It runs to a place where the rope stretches a little and stops, and only then it starts barking loudly at Robert. His acquaintance comes out and holds the dog back. Robert and his acquaintance go into the house. "Why is it so unusually disciplined?" Robert asks. "Before it almost tore the chain, it rushed to attack so strongly." "Not only the chain," Robert's acquaintance replies. "What haven't I tried with it? I tried everything. When it tore the last strong chain, there wasn't anything more with which to tie it. I only had a medical rubber tourniquet. Well, I thought I'll tie it temporarily till I go to a store for a new chain. I tried it, and just then a neighbor came by." So the dog, as always, rushed barking. But this time the rubber tourniquet stretched and then threw the dog back by about 3 meters. It crashed into the doghouse. Then the same happened a few more times. The next day, I saw that the dog became careful. It watched all the time that the tourniquet didn't stretch. I didn't have time to go for a new chain, and my mom recently needed the tourniquet. I took it off and gave it to her. I've been using this thin rope for several days already. But the dog became careful.